We're doing Iyov. We're up to what's called the 27th chapter, the 13th Pasuk. And Iyov has told his friends that they've run out of words technically, and he's doing the talking. And he says, I swear, I'm not going to turn back. I've done nothing wrong. I don't deserve this. And I'm never going to agree with you till the day I die. I've maintained my innocence, and I'm not going to renege on that. And Iyov says, you know, the truth is that at the end of the day, I don't believe a person should be wicked. And just like you all can testify to how much the wicked suffer from their wickedness, I could also testify to that. So why do you suspect me of choosing to switch sides, so to speak, to become a wicked person? As though you have to convince me, don't be a wicked person. I know just like you I shouldn't be a wicked person. And that's where he's going to focus now in his speech, describing, I know what happens to wicked people, and he's going to illustrate it, and he's saying, you haven't told me anything. Why do you even think I would consider that type of life? Zeh chelek adam rasha im el v'nachalat aritzim mishadai yikachu. What I'm about to tell you, just as you've described, I will describe, that God has the following lot in store for those who are wicked. This, what I'm about to describe, chelek adam rasha, is the lot of a wicked person, im el, that God has maintained, holds on to it to give to a wicked person. The nachalat aritzim. And what I'm about to describe is the inheritance of the people who are powerful. Mishadai kahu, and when they take things that don't belong to them, so they will be smote by God by His system. Now, what Iyov is saying overtly is that the wicked have the following lot prepared for them to suffer. But there's a covert message here. And this covert message you could learn from the commentaries. Or if you take note of the tune in which the pasuk is read, so you'll see how Iyov is saying this. What Iyov is saying really is that God has one thing to dish out. Pain. And I suffer, the righteous suffer, the wicked suffer. I know, if you live a wicked life, so God makes the wicked suffer. But that seems to be the way God interferes in the world, because I've led a righteous life and God's also making me suffer. So how do you see that in the pasuk? Zeh, pause. Chelek adam rasha, the lot of a wicked person, pause. Im el, this is what is with God. Why is there that pause? The pause is like a colon. The following is the portion of the wicked person, colon. And the following is what is with God, to give not only the wicked person, but righteous like me. The nachalat aritzim, pause, and the inheritance of those that are powerful to hurt others, mishadai ikahu. This is what they take from God. Because there's a pause, he's indicating this is what anyone takes from God. So this is the covert message in the pasuk. He doesn't say it overtly, but he's indicating it. Now, the Metsuda learns that at this point, Iyov is saying in the eternal world, the wicked have no future. So there is a difference between being righteous or wicked in the eternal world. But in this world, there's no difference. In this world, like Koheles also said, there's no difference. Now, I don't know where the Metsuda derived this from, that Iyov had this evolvement to describe the world to come. If you recall, the Metsuda had been describing all along that Iyov's error was that he didn't believe in a world to come. So his whole claim is about this world. Now the Metsuda is saying there is a world to come according to Iyov, but in this world, the righteous suffer. Im yirbu vanav lemo charev even if the wicked have many children, so sometimes he won't have a chance to rejoice with them. They'll fall prey to the sword. And even if he has a lot of offsprings, he has grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sometimes he sees them starving. Those that make it out, those fugitives, those few that linger, they don't get consumed by the sword. They don't die of hunger. Sometimes they get buried when they die. The alminotav lo tivkena, and his widows, they don't weep over them, because Chazal taught us, if a person is ill, you don't weep in front of them. You don't let them know that someone else, someone close to them died. So those that are on the verge of death, no one's going to weep in front of them, because the rest are going to be ill. Seridav, the remnants, b'mavet ikaveru, will be buried in death. V'al menotav, and their widows will be busy tending to the other relatives who are ill or wounded. So lotivkena, they can't weep in front of them. They don't want to weaken them. That's the halacha. You don't weep in front of someone ill. You don't let them know bad news. You don't want to break their heart. So he's saying, anyone that remains, some will die, and their own widows won't be able to weep over them because they're going to be too busy tending to the rest of the family that's wounded or ill. Van minotav lotivkena. So their widows won't weep. So he's describing, I also know the wicked suffer. If he gathers money like sand, and he prepares a tremendous amount of of clothing, a tremendous amount of material, as though it was tar. Yachin v'tzadik ilmash, he will prepare, and sometimes that's all he gets to do, to prepare it. But Hashem sees to it that it goes over into the hands of the righteous and they wear it. V'chesef naki yachalok, and his money will come to someone who is clean, and he will divide it to the people he sees fit. So he says, yeah, sometimes the righteous have more success than the wicked. So why would I choose the way of the wicked? I know that the wicked sometimes have tremendous downfalls at the hand of God. I know God interferes to hurt people. That I know. Sometimes his house is destroyed so easily as though it was built by a moth. I don't know if ash is a moth. Ash in Chazal is a term for a type of worm that consumes clothing. In modern day, we call it an ash. And it's like the hut that the guard makes to stay in. They used to make temporary huts, just like the guards today have these little huts they stay in. So his house is going to be temporary. His house can sometimes suddenly be destroyed. Ashil yishkav velo yehasef. Sometimes when he lies ill on his bed, he'll still be wealthy, and he won't die. Einav pakach veinenu. And even though he finds himself ill with his wealth, he won't die with his wealth. He will lose his wealth, and he'll lose his strength. Ashil yishka velo yasef, he'll fall ill while he's still wealthy. Velo yasef, he won't die. Einav pakach, he'll still have open eyes. He won't be dead yet. Veinenu, will see all his wealth gone before he dies. I know sometimes God does that to the wicked, that he lets them see how others are destroying all their wealth while they're still alive, just because they're ill in bed and they can't take care of it. So we're going to have to pause here. We'll pick up here for the Zachem next time.